This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Why economists are telling us you may see more things on deeper discount the day after Thanksgiving. I'm David Brancaccio. Professional economists have special tools that give them insight into the direction of the economy, consumer demand, prices. One added perk, economics can help us flag deals ahead for shoppers. When inventories rise, stores cut prices, in theory. Diane Swonk is chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
I know we talk about big macroeconomic stuff together, you and I, but you know, maybe some of us are out looking for a sale, it being Thanksgiving week, and that seems to be part of our culture.
It is, and it's back with a vengeance this year. It's really been stunning. We saw early discounts in October where that pulled a lot of spending forward early into the month, and then retailers have said they've just not seen anything since then. So they're really upping their game to liquidate unwanted inventories and make sure they sell enough for the holiday season, which means Black Friday is back with a vengeance.
Well, it's funny because, I mean, we are seeing surprising strength among consumers, yet you're saying that if you really step back, the consumer isn't overdoing it.
No, in fact, the consumer has slowed quite dramatically this year, given the fact that we've generated 4.1 million jobs as of October. Year to date, almost double the 2010s. We generated all those jobs and we were able to see consumer spending, you know, annual rate almost come to a standstill. At least it didn't go through the ice and go into the red. But what we're really seeing is that pivot from spending on goods and homes and all the things that we did to alleviate the monotony of quarantine into services. So of course, you know, where inflation is in the service sector where labor costs matter the most and where demand is highest now. But that's not the same kind of pent-up demand that you get when you don't buy a bunch of stuff in a recession. You don't replace holiday parties that were canceled or haircuts that were missed during quarantines.
So you yourself, you're going to get up at 4 a.m. on the day after Thanksgiving and get in line for a deal?
Absolutely not. I'm just going to look forward to being with my family because that's all that matters to me after all I've been through these last couple of years. Just being with my family is enough. And yeah, we'll cook a really nice dinner and I hope everybody enjoys it. But you know, this is one of those times when frankly, really the best things in life are priceless.
And a happy Thanksgiving to you. Diane Swonk, chief economist at KPMG. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
While the average retail gasoline price is down 11 cents in just a week, the wholesale price of crude has been topsy-turvy. This after a report yesterday that OPEC, spurred on by Saudi Arabia, might increase oil output. Then Saudi's energy minister denied that was the case. And this morning, crude is back up 1.2% in New York, $81 a barrel. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on what OPEC might be considering ahead of its meeting this coming month.
Even though OPEC Plus decided to cut production last month, oil prices have been falling. Matt Smith, an analyst at Kepler, says that's largely thanks to China and its zero COVID policy.
We're seeing renewed lockdowns. We're seeing higher cases there again. And so oil demand is just remaining depressed in China, the leading importer of crude in the world.
Smith says OPEC members want oil prices to rise since their budgets depend on higher prices. As a result,
you would expect them to perhaps cut production further when the group meets in early December.
That said, OPEC could increase production if oil supplies get too tight, says Sarah Vakshuri with SVB Energy International. Europe is about to ban imports of Russian oil, which means less supply. It's also getting cold.
Looking at the next month, we might have a colder weather, which means higher demand.
But if oil prices stay low, Vakshuri says we shouldn't expect OPEC to boost production. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Now, the Biden administration student loan debt forgiveness program is on hold after two federal judges recently blocked it. But the education department is appealing, and emails saying people have qualified for relief have started going out to millions of applicants. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more on the meaning of this.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona said debt forgiveness applicants began receiving updates by email on Saturday, and more are coming. He also said the Biden administration remains confident that the program will eventually be allowed to proceed. But right now, it's in legal limbo. Two federal judges, one in St. Louis, another in Fort Worth, Texas, blocked it on different grounds. The administration has appealed both cases, but they could go all the way to the Supreme Court, which means it could be a while until they're resolved. In the meantime, on January 1st, the pandemic-era pause on student loan debt repayments expires. President Biden has said he won't extend the pause again. But in a court filing, the Education Department said it is, in fact, looking at all of its options. One concern is that, should the payment pause lapse, many borrowers might, out of confusion, not send payments on debts they thought were discharged, but are, in fact, still held up by court rulings. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
A notorious ransomware gang has been launching attacks against schools all over the world, including some in the U.S. The group is called Vice Society, and it's behind enough attacks that authorities are taking intense notice. Dina Temple-Raston of the Click Here cybersecurity podcast filed this for us.
The Los Angeles Unified School District is the second largest school system in the country, 600,000 students and 1,000 schools. Back in September, hackers locked up the district's computer networks and demanded a ransom, which the district's superintendent, Alberto Carvalho, said was a total non-starter.
We never entertained any negotiations, nor did we actively, directly, or indirectly engage in negotiations.
When the school system refused to engage, Vice Society responded by releasing 500 gigabytes of the school's files. Addresses, attendance records, social security numbers. John DiMaggio, who tracks the group at Analyst One, a cybersecurity firm, says that's typical of the way Vice Society operates.
I wouldn't call it an online tantrum, but they certainly had a really bad attitude about it.
And he knows a few things about them, like...
they're Russian.
And he says, unlike top-shelf ransomware gangs who write clever code or use some never-before-seen technique to crack into a system, Vice Society is just... more basic than that.
They don't even make their own ransomware.
They're posers, basically.
Absolutely. They are definitely posers.
Schools are in the crosshairs largely because hacking them is easy, says Mike Hamilton, who founded a cybersecurity company called Critical Insight. He helps a lot of schools secure their networks.
They're low-hanging fruit.
Identity thieves are partial to student data because, among other things, young people have no credit history. So stealing their personal information and using it to open up a new credit card is easier to do. That's why their personal information is more valuable. So
now they've been targeted as a source of revenue for these gangs.
The FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, recently released an advisory specifically warning about groups like Vice Society. Though John DiMaggio from Analyst One says that's not enough, because cybersecurity companies like his aren't allowed to strike back against these ransomware groups.
We can't go hack their infrastructure. We certainly can't empty their wallets.
So, he says, it's harder to hit these ransomware groups where it hurts. I'm Dina Temple-Raston for Marketplace.
And last week we were talking about investment companies buying up houses and apartments with all cash, making it tough for individual buyers who might only have 20% down to compete. Wall Street Journal is reporting today that investor purchases of homes fell 30% in the third quarter as interest rates went up. So a trend that isn't going away, but is off its peak. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. May PM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.